Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Benchmark US indices fell sharply last Friday to cap a tough week and month for equity markets as trade tensions ratchet up. Dow was down 355 points or 1.4%, broader S&P 500 losing 1.3%, with communication services, energy and information technology leading 9 of the 11 primary sectors into the red. Real estate and utilities were the only primary sectors that advanced. General Motors and Ford Motor Co. were both under pressure as the automakers have substantial production exposure in Mexico. The Nasdaq fell 1.5%. Apple Inc. kicks off its week-long Worldwide Developers Conference in San Jose tonight, Australian time. The latest falls came after President Trump announced after the US markets closed last Thursday that the US would impose a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports from the 10th of June until illegal immigration across the southern border was stopped. The White House added in a statement that tariffs would be raised if the immigration issue persisted, with the charges set to increase to 10% on the 1st of July and another 5% for every successive month, up to 25% by 1 October, if Mexico fails to take dramatic action to reduce or eliminate the problem. Mexico is one of the US's largest trading partners. Adding to the trade uncertainty, China's Commerce Ministry said it would publish a blacklist of unreliable foreign entities. China's higher tariffs that were announced back on the 13th of May on US products on a US $60 billion target list took effect last Friday. For the week, the Dow lost 3% to log its sixth straight weekly decline, the longest weekly losing streak for the Dow since 2011. The S&P 500 fell 2.6% and Nasdaq 2.4%, with both indices posting their fourth consecutive weekly slide. For the month, the Dow fell 6.7%. The S&P 500 shed 6.6%, with technology, the index's biggest sector, down 8.9% and logging its worst month since 2008. The energy sector, whose overall market capitalization is a fraction of technology's, tumbled 11.7%. 10 of the S&P's 500's 11 primary sectors fell in May, with real estate the only sector to escape relatively unscathed, adding 0.9%. In sum, the S&P 500 delivered its worst May return in 7 years and second worst since the 1960s. The Nasdaq fell 7.9%, while the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index fell 17% to post its worst month since the GFC. In US economic data, the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment gauge fell to 100 in May from a preliminary reading of 102.4. The final Market Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index for May is released tonight, Australian time. Europe's markets were weaker. Germany's DAX down 1.5%. Payment company Wirecard fell 8.4% after a German newspaper reported that the firm was among companies to have processed payments for a network of fraudulent trading websites. Elsewhere, Allianz snapped up the remaining 51% stake in UK-based LV General Insurance Group for up to £578 million and acquired a 100% stake of Legal & General Insurance for £242 million. The two deals are set to make Allianz the second largest insurer in the UK. France's CAC fell 0.8% and Italy's FTSE MIB down 0.7%. The final reading for the market manufacturing PMI for May for the Eurozone and Germany are due tonight, Australian time. London's FTSE fell 0.8% to settle with a 3.5% decline in May. BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto both under pressure on Friday night. The market CIPS manufacturing PMI index for May is released tonight. Base metals were mostly weaker. Copper shed 0.7% to $264.35 a pound, logging its third consecutive monthly decline, down 9.3%, and the largest monthly fall since November 2015. Copper has fallen over 10% over the past 3 months. Elsewhere, nickel fell 1.2% and zinc 1.3%, while aluminium rose 0.6%. China's National Bureau of Statistics released their official PMI data last Friday. The official manufacturing PMI for May was 49.4, down from April's reading of 50.1. Another round of solid falls across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract down $2.27 or 2.2% to $101.60 a metric tonne, trimming its monthly gain to 7.9%. Gold futures jumped $18.70 or 1.5% to $1,311.10 an ounce, the highest settlement for the most active contract since the 10th of April. The yellow metal logged a 2.1% weekly gain and rose 2% in May, snapping a run of three consecutive monthly declines. Oil prices slumped to log hefty losses for the week and month as trade concerns continue to weigh heavily on sentiment and dominate the price action. WTI tumbled $3.09 or 5.5% to $53.50 a barrel, the lowest settlement for the front month contract since the 12th of February. The front month US contract shed 5.8% for the week and 16.3% in May, the worst monthly loss since November last year when it fell 22%. Brent sank $2.40 or 3.6% to $64.47 a barrel in the final session for the July contract, the lowest settlement for the front month contract since the 13th of February. The front month contract shed 6.1% for the week and 11.4% for the month. The US may allow some countries to continue importing Iranian oil despite the expiration of sanction waivers in early May, according to the Wall Street Journal, contributing to further pressure on prices. US and global bond markets rallied following President Trump's latest tariff announcement. US 10-year Treasury yields tumbled 8.9 basis points to a 20-month low of 2.14%, extending its weekly drop to 18.9 basis points and its monthly drop to 36.7 basis points. Fed's funds futures markets are now indicating more than 50 basis points of interest rate cuts this year by the Federal Reserve. And the Australian dollar is buying approximately 69.33 US cents ahead of a busy Australian economic calendar today, which includes first quarter business inventories and company gross profits figures, along with CBA's manufacturing PMI for May, the AIG manufacturing index for May, and the ANZ job advertisement series for May. The RBA is widely expected to deliver a 25 basis point rate cut tomorrow, and the China Caixin manufacturing PMI for May is also released today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.